You're listening to SBS News.
The news of the release of seven Australian citizens detained by Israeli authorities after they joined the Gaza flotilla came late in the night. It was a call that Julie Webb-Pullman had been anxiously waiting for. Confirmation that her daughter, Dr. Bianca Webb-Pullman, had been released.
I was just so relieved. I was very concerned about what sort of condition they might be in. Having not eaten, she'd been on a hunger strike along with many of them. The water that they had access to was contaminated. So she was, you know, nauseous and sick and all that sort of thing. I was pretty concerned about what sort of physical condition she might be in. But she says she's fine. I think they're just all so glad to be out.
A spokesperson for Foreign Minister Penny Wong has confirmed the release of the Australians, who are among the group of 131 activists deported by Israel following the interception by Israel's military of the global Samud flotilla. At least seven people remain in detention from the 479 originally detained. Ms. Webb-Pullman says it's been frustrating getting information about her daughter's situation from officials with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. But the help from Australian consular staff in Jordan in the last 12 hours has been invaluable.
She was able to convey she was okay and that she was just really relieved to be out, and that they, at that point, the embassy took them all to be checked over at a hospital. So that was a very good thing that the Australian consular officials did to make sure they were all in good health. They just had a general physical checkup, yeah. And she was in that process when she spoke to me. So,
accounts of the detention conditions have now emerged from activists who have since returned home after being among the first to be deported from Israel. Many of the activists were held at the Kitziot High Security Prison in southern Israel, which is used to detain Palestinians who are accused by Israel of being involved in terrorist activities. In Stockholm, environmental campaigner Greta Thunberg says she didn't get clean water, and other detainees were deprived of critical medication.
And we are now many who are safe and released from imprisonment and absurd mistreatment. But many of our comrades from Global Samud Flotilla are not, and they need to be released now. But most importantly, we are not the story. Thousands of Palestinians are currently being held in Israeli dungeons without a trial, hundreds of which are children. Millions are living trapped under an illegal siege.
Arriving at Istanbul Airport, Malaysian activist Ilya Balkis says the protocols detainees were subjected to were degrading.
Very disgusting how they treated us in the prison. And then we had to change our clothes, and then they will put us into a cage under a very sunny bright. And then they didn't treat us as a hijabi. Some of our Muslim women, they denied their hijab. And then when we were in cell, they didn't even give us clean water and also medicine, even when we asked. And one woman was in a serious dire need of a medicine. They denied it. They say if she didn't die yet, then it's okay. And then we had to drink from the tap water in the toilet.
Human rights barrister Jennifer Robinson is representing the seven Australian flotilla activists. In a statement, she says the treatment experienced by the group includes multiple instances of rights violations.
The seven Australian humanitarians participating in the global flotilla were intercepted by Israel in international waters in violation of international law. We have since received shocking accounts of human rights violations committed during their arrest and detention. This has included inhumane and degrading treatment, physical abuse, sleep deprivation, threats of sexual violence, insufficient or unclean food and water, and the confiscation of medicines.
Assistant Foreign Minister Matt Thistlethwaite earlier said Australian government officials have conveyed views to the Israeli government that the Australians detained should be treated in accordance with international law and released as quickly as possible. Israel's foreign ministry released a series of statements, including earlier ones, which said the detained activists were safe and in good health. In a later statement, it denied allegations of torture and mistreatment.
All the legal rights of the participants in this PR stunt are fully upheld. Don't believe the fake news they're spreading.
Organisers of the Global Samud Flotilla say it's the largest maritime mission to Gaza to date. 51 ships and delegations from at least 44 countries. Now another convoy of boats, part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, is sailing towards Gaza, with a similar mission of carrying humanitarian supplies. On board the ship Conscience, with nearly 100 people, is freelance journalist and human rights lawyer Thomas Becker. He says there is concern for what they might face from Israeli authorities as they approach Gaza. But those on board the vessel are determined to complete their mission.
Our ship's a little different than some of the other ships. You know, all the ships have some level of humanitarian aid they're bringing. We are certainly bringing humanitarian aid, but most people on our ship are either medics or journalists. So we're going with a mission not only to deliver the aid, but actually to do the work that, you know, unfortunately, Israel is really blocked a lot of folks from doing. The blackout of international media has been pretty devastating. So a lot of journalists are arriving to document what's happening. And then the attacks on hospitals and clinics, doctors here are planning to arrive in Gaza and help people that are really struggling in this war.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.